It is March 31st, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Sam Bankman-Fried and the senior executives of Credit Suisse, UBS, and Silicon Valley Bank would like to thank Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and Gwyneth Paltrow for changing the headlines across all major publications. The New York Post top headline is "The Gathering Stormy." Speaking of SBF, he pleaded not guilty to the latest charges of bribing a Chinese government official and other charges, CBS reported. The New York Times and the Wall Street Journal also reported on the story. Business Insider is reporting that SBF is tapping a multi-million dollar gift to his father to pay his legal bills. Let's hope that gift had a lot of zeros to it. Anyone have ideas on what to do with empty Manhattan office space? According to a Bloomberg story quoting the brokerage Jones Lang LaSalle Inc., Manhattan office vacancy is at a record high as new developments add even more space to a market struggling with work-from-home workers. After news Cargill was exiting the Russian grain business, you expected some other grain giants would not be far behind. Bloomberg is now reporting that ADM is weighing its options to exit its main Russian business, a joint venture with Russian partner Aston. CoinDesk does not editorialize very often, but they came out with an existential one yesterday titled "CoinDesk Editorial: It Sure Looks Like the U.S. is Trying to Kill Crypto." Global deal-making, mergers and acquisitions, fell in the first quarter of 2023 to levels not seen since 2001, the Financial Times reported. Evidently, rising interest rates and banking problems are not good for deal-making. Craig Coben, a former global head of equity capital markets at Bank of America and now a managing director at CETA Experts, digs into the problems of deal-making with an opinion piece in the Financial Times titled, "A Lamination of Investment Bankers Digging into the Deal Doldrums." One of the great political divides in the U.S. is between those with college educations and those without, the elites versus the populace, as it were. According to a Wall Street Journal story, Americans are losing faith in the value of a college education, with 56% now saying a four-year college education is a bad bet. Sounds like college educators need to get their costs under control to improve the value they are delivering. Speaking of elites, the New York Times reports that Mark Russell, the piano-playing political satirist, has died at the age of 90 from prostate cancer. The EEX Heart Race team covered over 750 kilometers as they ran and cycled for organ donation in the Heart Race 2023, EEX reported on LinkedIn. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Division of Enforcement, New York Regional Office, is seeking to hire four trial attorneys in New York. Evidently, business is good in New York these days. Citadel has posted a new video to their YouTube account titled "Inside Citadel, Joanna Welsh on Citadel's Culture of Collaboration." Welsh describes the new risk management center Citadel is building in what looks like Miami. The good news for the weather is that the Nodal Exchange is doing well. It posted a record daily volume a day ago in Texas CRS wind and solar REC futures, with 3,615 lots traded, topping the previous record of 3,450 lots set on August 10th, 2021. The ICE Sustainable Finance Monthly for March has been published. The newsletter discusses the ESG data gap in fixed income and ICE dataset additions relating to impact bond proceeds. It also provides information on a new ICE reporting solution for the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, TCFD. View the newsletter with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have another video from our FIA Boca coverage. Trading Technologies CEO Keith Todd discusses TT's strategic plans for growth and acquisition of Axe Trading. Keith Todd was interviewed by John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, about Trading Technologies and its strategic plans for growth. JLN asked him about the strategy behind acquiring Axe Trading. He discussed Axe's strong base, the global local transformation of trading technologies, and its move into other asset classes. Todd discussed meeting customer needs and how to best embrace new efficiencies while ensuring systems are resilient. He talked about TT's role in the exchange ecosystem. Finally, Todd discussed the TT platform business. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Southwest says extreme weather is a growing concern for airlines. Preparing based on historic norms no longer works, COO says. Carrier briefs workers on findings of December meltdown review. Southwest Airlines Company is learning the hard way about climate exchange, blaming extreme weather as a culprit in a meltdown that stranded more than 2 million passengers over the year-end holidays. The carrier is changing the way it forecasts and responds to severe storms as part of a series of reforms to prevent a repeat of the late December disruptions that left crews and aircraft scattered across 50 airports and cost it nearly $1.2 billion. My comment. Thunderstorms are expected in Chicago today, and there's been some talk of potential tornadoes. It is a good day for the Chicago Cubs to take the day off and enjoy their first opening day win in the month of March ever, and wait to play Game 2 against the Milwaukee Brewers on Saturday. Here's another story. This one is a press release from the Six Group. A day of work for a good cause. How Six employees go to bat for our environment and society. Six has been organizing volunteer assignments called Six Social Days for its employees for over a decade. Six Social Days give employees an opportunity once a year to help out on a social or an environmental project during their regular work time. Through this engagement, Six makes a valuable contribution to society and our environment while also promoting team spirit and dialogue between employees outside the office life. My comment, I would have hoped that they would have more than six employees involved. Seven or eight would be better. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal opinion section. The headline, the SEC tries to do too much too fast. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is a good name for a movie, but a bad idea for regulators. U.S. equity markets are a cornerstone of the global economy and serve investors and issuers better than any other. This reputation has been earned over time thanks to the Securities and Exchange Commission's record of making strategic and incremental enhancements to markets with input from industry and the public. The Commission's goal to promote transparent, fair, efficient, competitive, and inclusive markets is one that NASDAQ shares. My comment. Imagining Jamie Lee Curtis as an SEC regulator is just too much fun. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. Greedflation, profit-boosting markups attract an inevitable backlash. Chief executives especially of consumer-facing companies. Beware. Policymakers, economists, and increasingly the public are growing skeptical of justifications for rising prices. Bumper profits and bigger margins have not gone unnoticed, and a new word, greedflation, has started to crop up. My comment. What is the opposite of greedflation? Fear deflation? Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most read story was crypto giant Binance offered perks to Flash Boys, regulators' lawsuit says, from the Wall Street Journal. Second was a tie between degenerate gambling in zero-day options thrills retail traders from Bloomberg and the LinkedIn post from Peter Wrights about taking new colleagues to lunch. Third was our John Lothian News video interview with CME Group Chairman and CEO Terry Duffy at FIA Boca 2023. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Barron's. The headline, How Crypto Plans to Fight Back Against Washington. As the crypto industry sees it, the government's latest attack is a declaration of war, Godfather style. After Coinbase Global disclosed that the Securities and Exchange Commission had issued it a Wells notice, essentially warning of a lawsuit, industry executives and lawyers mobilized into action. The morning after the disclosure, an internal chat channel at the Blockchain Association Trade Group lit up, with one commenter comparing SEC Chairman Gary Gensler to the Godfather's rising mob boss. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. Quarter of emerging countries lose effective access to debt markets. Banking turmoil has driven up spreads on sovereign bond yields over U.S. treasuries to levels that impair ability to raise funds. More than a quarter of emerging market countries have found themselves effectively locked out of international bond markets as recent chaos in the banking sector has prompted investors to shun riskier assets. And then finally, here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. CFTC charges against Binance highlight role of former compliance chief. The suit by U.S. regulators against Binance Holdings Limited focuses in large part on the work of the cryptocurrency exchange's former chief compliance officer, alleging he willfully aided and abetted the firm in evading U.S. laws. Samuel Lin, Binance's compliance chief between 2018 and 2022, faces civil charges of undermining Binance's compliance program and conducting activities to evade rules designed to prevent illicit financial activity, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission said Monday. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.